And I thought the Cardinals was trying to lose.
They all who we thought they were.
Speaking of who we they thought they were. Let's go, Nick. It wasn't 70, but it was still ugly. It was still ugly. I'm surprised he wore the hat.
They doing all that singing and stuff last week.
Hey, Michael Parson was on there. Last week he was on that podcast. Hollering, boy. He almost sounded like LeBron. Not 7, not 8, not 9.
He ain't Draymond.
Man, I ain't never felt so good in my life.
I know you haven't. All Eagles fans are like that. Y'all root against the Cowboys more than y'all root for the Eagles. Every Eagles fan.
Oh, man.
Like, you see Spike ain't say nothing in the chat.
Boy, he ain't say
anything. I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
I'm going to throw this to you, Lou. The Dallas Cowboys took an ugly loss to the Arizona Cardinals. Is this loss on the coach or the QB?
QB. 100%.
That's not 100%.
That's
an interesting.
Why you say that?
They made it to the red zone 5 times. It wasn't a play calling that Mike McCarthy did to get to the red zone. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they were able to move the ball. Once they moved the ball, can put it in. Like, you have to be able, you got to be above average or at least competent quarterback to make some of the reads that he made. He missed the corner route. He missed maybe to change some plays from a run to a pass or a pass to a run. It just didn't look cohesive as it should look if you're paying somebody like Dak the money that he makes. But we already knew that. We know that Dak's an average quarterback. So I guess you can't go back to Mike McCarthy. Like, he just
I was gonna find
something else to do. Can we run him? Can we do bootlegs? Is there something else that we could do
to take
the pressure?
Clock management. Why are you running the ball with less than 5 minutes left in the game?
He had no confidence in that. Just through that interception, I think the time before that, all through the game, he had been missing reads. He had been missing spots as to where they could score. And again, they had been to the red zone 3 times before that, I think, and not been able to score. And I feel like that Mike McCarthy is a confident play caller. He's thinking, if I call these plays, that I have a quarterback that should be able to hit them, and he wasn't hitting them all game. And then I think that he started, okay, I'm just going to relate to the run, because coming into the season, that's what I said I was going to do.
Did you miss Diggs?
Yes. It was an adjustment. Not saying
you couldn't play as aggressive.
Yeah, it was an adjustment. And there were a couple of blown coverages from Bland coming in there. Like, 2 of those plays were blown coverages.
I remember you said it wasn't going to matter. Penalty.
I didn't think it would. But this
lot
especially,
of, it wasn't just you, though.
Especially against the Cardinals, I didn't think it would. But the Cardinals showed a lot more fight than I thought they would. And Dobbs is better than I thought he would.
The Arizona Cardinals owner is upset with Joshua Dobbs.
Pissed with Josh
he like, who the hell
he's trying
this?
To win too much.
Who is this little bill-ass nigga playing QB?
in the Cardinals coach, isn't that the defensive coordinator from the Eagles?
Yes.
So he's familiar with Dak, too. He knows what to do inside. Like, the only problem that we had even playing the Eagles, scoring in the red zone. Mm-hmm. It goes back. So same thing he applied it here. The Cardinals got good enough defensive players to make it effective. Dak isn't good enough. He average or below average when he get in the red zone. It's the same story with him.
FIFO, coach of the QB.
QB. You, at the end of the day, man, look, there's only so much that a coach can do. Coach, their job is to put you in position, get you prepared, and it's up to the player to execute or to make a play out of something. And when it was the money time, he threw the change away. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, what were you looking at? Like, the fucking linebacker was there the whole damn time.
Right up on that was a like classic Madden pick.
Who was you doing? You know what I'm saying? So, like, to me, man, look, I said it going into the season. I was not confident in that. Yeah. He didn't need to talk about not throwing interceptions and stuff like that. I told y'all the DBs and everybody going in his face, calling him a bitch ass nigga straight to his face. Like
stop. We don't know if the nigga was at it. We just know it was a bitch ass.
We know it was a bitch ass nigga.
We don't know that.
We know it was a bitch ass nigga.
And the football guys fucked up Trayvon Diggs because of that. Luckily, he got paid though.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, man, this is on Dak. They're gonna have to figure out another QB. Because here's the thing, CD has taken that jump to number one.
He is a number one.
He like, because I questioned it all the time last season. This season, in the first 3 games, he showed me like, hey, look, he put in the work. Like, he feels he's number one. He is a number
one. Like a number one.
He looks like a number one.
I don't know why people always question that.
Because he wouldn't.
Because it was questionable.
He couldn't get open. He couldn't get separation.
Yeah.
I said that last season. It was hard for him to be open.
No, but I just thought he had to adjust. I just thought he had to adjust to like getting first, you know, prime time coverage. And then once he made the adjustment, I think it was that Pats game, he took off.
It came right after Spike was talking shit about him.
That's why I don't know how this nigga offended the Cowboys.
But it's that, bro. They're gonna have to figure out something to do because they're not gonna win with him. because they've given him damn near everything. Arguably one of the best O-lines since he was a rookie. He's always had a decent to stellar run game. So he's always been stable in the backfield. Mm-hmm. He's always had Jason Witten, who was number 88 that they fucking got rid
Des
of.
Des Bryant.
Des Bryant. They dropped a CD. They've always had guys. You know what I'm saying?
They traded for Amari.
Before you go, the two things that will be most helpful to Dak is probably the two weakest parts of our football team, and that's stopping the run. It's really hard to stop the run. We don't have good linebacker play because Parsons is rushing the passer most of the time. And other than stopping the run, tight end. We don't have a tight end.
Now, let Schultz go.
Tight end is terrible. Well, we couldn't pay him.
You could have paid
him. That rookie's all right.
He wasn't asking for that much money.
All right, but he's not a guy like separation, huh?
You could have paid him. He wasn't asking for that much. You just didn't want to pay Parsons.
You got to pay
no, you
gotta,
Diggs.
You
exactly.
Pay all
but I'm saying you. Well, shit is showing. You can't.
But you have to make business.
You got
to
make a decision.
Like, you can't keep everybody.
Diggs, right?
Exactly. I get that, but they didn't address that in the draft either.
So next, this upcoming season. It's just one of those
final ones. Ken, quarterback you or coach?
That was just such a bad throw.
Jeez.
By Dak. I just don't understand. Coach. Coach, man.
Please tell me what.
You can't let Dak do that. You can't go in there.
So he's supposed to go run on the field and tackle him.
And you got to have them boys prepared to play. You should have been prepared for a trap game. This was the Arizona team that pushed Washington to the brink and then blew it. So maybe they came in overconfident, thinking that they're just going to wash over these boys, and they weren't ready to play.
I think that speaks.
And they in a dog fight.
He called plays like he didn't trust Dak, not like he wasn't ready to play. Like he kept running the ball because throughout the game he's seen things where Dak wasn't.
It was the timing of the runs. It wasn't the fact that he was running the ball.
So do you think the play calling was different? Do you think that he called plays differently in this game for Dak than he did in the first two?
Later in the game, yes. When he kept running the ball up by the goal line and they milked so much clock. Versus running plays,
but for the most part, the offense and the play calling was the same.
Down to the red zone. Them getting moving the ball wasn't the issue. It's them literally scoring. My thing was that's the reason why I was like, the issue isn't you going from 25 to
in between
20 to 20. After that, if you want to take the ball out of his hand, then get trick plays, have CD do a handout, all that other stuff. Like you could get creative in the that shows me why Kellen Moore was frustrated with this offense.
I'm paying somebody $50 million a year. I shouldn't have to run Philly specials.
That's
in the red
that's
zone.
The market
to get
a
touchdown.
The market for quarterbacks.
I don't care what the market is. I'm saying he's not good enough to make that type of money if he can't do what every other.
There's a lot of quarterbacks.
12
not good
other at, quarterbacks that do
no,
that.
There's a lot of quarterbacks making a lot of money who ain't good for shit.
And
we know some. We gonna get to one of them.
Not making more than that.
He's made more than that.
Yeah, we're talking about Kirk.
Yeah, I'm just saying he ain't worth it.
And then
I'm saying
that's the reason
money don't mean shit. Quarterback money don't mean shit. That's just what the market is for them.
Yeah,
it's all about scheme. If you're gonna take over as that play caller after kicking out a kid who arguably could have been a head coach,
at some point the players have to do what they're getting paid to do. Like you just said, if I can move the ball from 20 to 20, that's good coaching. That means my game plan is working.
In football is about playmaking.
Right. Yeah. Now that we're in the red zone, I need the players who are supposed to make plays to make plays. And Dak never does that.
No.
Not one point in his career
it's
has
not
he
Mike
been a
McCarthy.
Player to make.
Like it's on Dak.
You would even look at him and be like, well, damn, it broke down. He don't see it. Why don't he just run? And he don't even do that. Like he's gonna force a pass to someone.
Last time he running out is an ankle snap.
Okay.
You get paid for that.
You don't want to run the ball.
If your ass ever snap your ankle.
I ain't no quarterback, bro. I don't make that much money.
If your ass ever snap your ankle and somebody pay you money still,
I don't make
you
that ain't much never snap that ankle. All I'm saying is he gets paid to be a difference maker and he's not.
That's Dallas' biggest detriment.
I get what you're saying, but I think what killed y'all the most was the big plays you gave up.
Yeah. Because Diggs run that.
More.
That was the run. It was the trenches.
Yeah, they were those wide open holes that they were having, blown assignments, like you said, blown.
He had over 200 yards on
You let Connor rush for 100 yards. It was just not a good defensive game.
Either. John Connor on your ass. Terminator.
Connor, bro.
So that was in
Barack Obama.
They had a good game plan and they was at home. So I think that the coaching staff, like Ken said, to Ken's point, they didn't have those guys prepared to come in there on that road and play that game. We talk about Mike Parsons.
A good coach ain't having a star player make a podcast.
The game plan was not bad. It was just the players didn't perform. The game plan that kept them in the game. Even when Dak threw that interception, it was a one-score game. And they had been getting dominated all game. The game plan kept them in the game.
The game plan revolves around turnovers. That's what it seemed like. Mm-hmm. If y'all not getting no picks or no fumbles, y'all not winning games because some games is tight.
Y'all have a home.
And we found a weakness to y'all defense. Just run that Parsons.
Right.
Run that Parsons.
The strength of our team should be scoring points and then defending against the pass because you behind. But if Dak can't score points, then none of that shit's going to work.
Y'all hit home runs or you strike out. That's pretty much what the Dallas Cowboys in a nutshell.
Bounce back game next week.
Yeah. Who y'all play?
They play some shitball team.
No, they play the Patriots. Yeah, so yeah, shitball team.
It's
going to say a lot about where we at as far as game.
Are you on the road or at home?
I think it's at home.
Yeah, but we know they got Matt Jones. It's Dirty Jones.
Good luck.